Blog Talk Radio.
Connections, ladies and gentlemen, on the MLT Global Network with your host, Kevin Vaughn. So glad that you're joining us tonight. Hey, that was the song by Incognito, I Can See the Future. One of my favorite quotes is, welcome to your future, ladies and gentlemen, because your future does look bright. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a bright and awesome individual guest today coming up. Ms. Keisha Supel is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on our network. Can't wait to bring her on to share some awesome information about entrepreneurship, business solutions, and bridging to bridging builder and connector for small businesses, ladies and gentlemen. She's also a business specialist. We're going to read her bio in a little bit as well. But hey, welcome to the Power Connections on the MLT Global Network, ladies and gentlemen. People say, what is Power Connections? Well, all we do is connect powerful people like Ms. Keisha Supel, ladies and gentlemen, to you to encourage you and also to get information about what she does, in this case tonight, and that can help you move forward in your business. So this is what Power Connections is all right. We want to connect you with the power out there. And so we're excited, ladies and gentlemen. So we hope you're having a great day. I don't know about you, but I'm having a great time today. Had a productive week. And you know, you got to work at it, right? You got to work it. You got to work it, ladies and gentlemen. If you're in small business, if you're in large business, whatever business, you got to work it. If you got a job, if you got a career, you got to work it, right? God says you got to work. Go out there and work, make it happen. You can do anything you put your mind to it, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much for joining us on Power Connections. So we're excited today. Hey, let's get right to it. Ms. Supel's got a busy schedule. She got an awesome family, so we don't want to keep her from her family too long, ladies and gentlemen. But welcome again to the Power Connections Network. And we have the wonderful and awesomeness, Keisha Sapel, coming up. Well, let me tell you about her a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. Our special guest coming on real soon is a business solutions provider and entrepreneur. I love it, with Open Door Solutions. Love that name. Don't you like that? She was born and raised in Connecticut and spent the majority of her early career traveling up and down the East Coast and settling in North Kakalaki, North Carolina, ladies and gentlemen, with her awesome husband, Bobby Supel, in 2004. And I love it, Keisha, because that's my birth state is North Carolina. I love it. I was born in Ahoskie, North Carolina, near Rocky Mount. So thank you so much for that, being part of North Carolina. Hey, also, too, Ms. Supel, she worked in a wide range of industries and gained experience in areas such as strategic planning. I love it. Program coordination, leadership, and public speaking. She is also a small business specialist with a company called Legal Shield. Awesome, awesome service there and business, which provides identity theft protection. We need that. Legal protection throughout the U.S. and Canada, and has helped over 200 plus people access their legal rights. Wow. Also, too, Keisha, ladies and gentlemen, she has been an entrepreneur for over 8 years, and her passion is to connect small business owners and entrepreneurs to solutions that empower them to successfully navigate the small business space. With over 4,000 LinkedIn connections, she is continuing to grow her network and serve as a top-level connector for business owners. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, on the Power Connections Network today. Hey, also, too, I wanted to share with you some data before we bring on Keisha, ladies and gentlemen, because she is in small business. We were talking about this a little bit off the air. But people say, well, I wanted to know, how many small businesses were there in the United States? This is 2017 data. How many small businesses are there in the United States? 28 million. That's correct, ladies and gentlemen. 28 million small businesses in the United States. That's powerful, ladies and gentlemen. And we're excited about that. There are over 18,000 large businesses in the U.S. That's 28 million versus 18,000 small businesses. It looks great for this. Looks great, of course, in this area. Of the 28 million, more than 22 million small businesses in the United States are individually operated without any employees. You hear that, guys? Out of the 28 million, more than 22 million small businesses in the United States are individually operated without any employees. Ladies, that's powerful. So I like that part of it. And that's what Ms. Supel is all about, ladies and gentlemen. She's all about helping all of those folks out there. we want to help her get a million of them under her belt as well. So we're excited. But hey, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to put your hands together for a wonderful guest that's with us today. And we want to welcome to the mic, as I open up her mic, want to welcome to the mic, Ms. Keisha Supel, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Keisha, what's up?
Hey. Hi, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm super excited.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. I worked it today. I've been working it.
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's what we have to do.
Exactly, man. Exactly. Yeah, God told Adam and Eve, get to work. We did everything for
that's
you.
Right. That's right.
But he told them, get to work. Yeah, I love it. So we're excited about that. Okay. And thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Ms. Keisha Supel, awesome individual. And we're just excited about her and her family. And she's growing like leaps and bounds. And we hope to push her even further tonight on the program. So we want you guys, and Keisha, we want to make sure people get to know your contact information as well. Matter of fact, we can even start off with that. How do people get in touch with you? Let's get some social media plugs here.
Okay.
For your network, if you don't mind.
You can find me on LinkedIn, Keisha Supel. All of my contact information is there. We have a number of businesses, so you'd be able to link to those businesses. And you can inbox me from there, and we can definitely connect.
Fantastic. That is so awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Keisha Supel. Ladies and gentlemen, she is a wonderful, wonderful entrepreneur, business solutions provider, bridge builder and connector, and small business specialist here on Power Connections. But tell you what, Keisha, let's get started. And we wanted to hear about, first of all, we want to hear about your week a little bit. And we always give people a few seconds just to kind of unwind a little bit and see how your week was. How was your week?
My week was great. Yeah, good. My week is great. You know, it's always full. This is the very last week of summer vacation. And so we were preparing for school starting on Monday. I am an entrepreneur, so I work from home. So, you know, it's always, always on go from the time I wake up almost until the time I go to sleep. I feel like sometimes I wake up and get on roller skates, and then I'm, you know,
exactly.
and then I roller skate back to bed at the end of the day.
Exactly.
It's done. So it was productive. It was very productive and excited, always excited in expectation of great things every day. And so
absolutely,
this week did not disappoint.
Hey, man, that's great. You know, also, Keisha, with the 22 million small businesses out there, you know, one thing, you know, there's small businesses being created as we speak somewhere in the United States and maybe even around the world, of course, but definitely around the world. But definitely in the United States, there's businesses that are coming up all the time. But if you don't mind, what would be some of the first planning steps for a person say, hey, I want to go into business for myself? What would be some of the first things they got to really consider? Not, you just can't go start a business. You just can't start an office. You know, you got to have a little pre-planning to set up your network and your business model. So what are some of the first things, I guess, Keith, as we talk about setting up a small business to kick it off? What do you think people need to be doing today?
I think from concept, if you're, you know, if you know that you want to kind of step out in that entrepreneurial field, you need to find out what solution you're providing, what question are you answering, what problem are you solving? Because if you solve problems, you get paid. And so, you know, that would be my first step in talking to entrepreneurs if they're at the concept phase where they just, they know they want to do something and they're not quite sure. And then it's setting up your structure, making sure that you're structured properly. You said one of the statistics, you said out of the 28 million small businesses, 22 million of those are solopreneurs. They're individuals. And even as a solopreneur, you still need to make sure that your business is established as a business. And so I can certainly help business owners with that or entrepreneurs with that to get them established as a sole proprietorship or as an LLC and so that they can get their business structured.
Well, that's great, Keisha. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's
so
the founding, the building.
Fantastic. So you can actually kick them off legally, you know, set them up everything as well. Now, which is wonderful. Now, what about the side? I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. What about the business plan first and then also registering your business? Now, is that part of your services as well where you can do that and get their domain name and all that good stuff? Because they got to have their name secured as much as possible. That's powerful. So tell us a little bit about that process and why that's important for everybody out there.
Well, that's part of securing your domain name is part of establishing a web presence, having a website. And so I like to say a sign without no business is a sign of no business. And so in these days and age, our website is our business. And so you need to establish your name and secure a domain name so that you can brand yourself. You want to be identified and recognized. You know, there are companies that we just know them as their name, and now they're so recognized, we just know them as a symbol. And you can think of Pepsi or Nike or those kinds of things. And so it's important to think about your name and your branding and to establish that across all platforms. If you're doing a website or if you're doing, you know, social media, Facebook or Twitter and Instagram, to make sure that you're consistent in all of those platforms.
Fantastic. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe there, we're talking to Ms. Keisha Supel, ladies and gentlemen. She is an entrepreneur, business solution provider, bridge builder and connector, and small business specialist. We're talking about you starting your business, ladies and gentlemen. We're kicking it off with the wonderful 22 million out of 28 million our business, small business owners, ladies and gentlemen, and individually operated. That is pretty impressive when you think about it. Matter of fact, Keisha, we need to just go on clap for everybody out there who's in business today. I'm going to put a hand out for everybody. Y'all put your hand for the small business owners. I love it. And especially, Keisha, with today's technology, man, you can work from home, man. Once you set up everything properly, you know, it's amazing. So one thing, Keith, you also help them with the equipment, you know, how to plan for their equipment. Obviously, you need computers, you need access to internet, all that good stuff. Do you help them in the planning of that as well? How's that all work?
Well, part of what I do as a business solutions provider is I connect with people. So I don't necessarily know how to do everything, nor does anyone as far as setting up a business. But what I purpose and intention to do is to connect with people who know how to do things. And so, I certainly can connect business owners who need to get started with equipment and those kinds of things. I do have connections that will be able to help them get established. And so that's really what the power of connecting is. That's the power of this radio show.
Absolutely.
That's the power of what I do, is that we make those connections to the people that have the needs and the people that can meet those needs.
I love it. Yeah, we call it collaboration, as you know, Keisha. We call it collaboration, ladies, and we're here to collaborate. And like you said, we don't know everything. Not that we can't learn it, but you want to stay in your lane as much as possible, but then connect with people that are in their lane so you can bring the lanes together, so to speak. So it's all good. That's perfect. Keisha, I love it when you do that as well and help other people grow in that area. You know, one thing, Keisha, I wanted to ask you about, because people need to know the pros and cons, right, about a business today. And we kind of talked about the rewards and stuff a little bit. Of course, as always, if you have a great idea, we tell you to pursue it. But do your homework, right? Do your homework, pursue it, but do your homework. If you know God gives you an idea or invention or a business model, you need to just go on and pursue it. But can you talk a little bit about the cons? You know, what kind of mindset do you have to have? What kind of how do you get your family ready? You know, how do you get your house ready if you're going to work from home, of course? But how do you get all that ready? Do you consult in that area, or what would you tell a new business owner today on really what it's going to take to be successful? We don't want people to fail the first time. We really want them to be successful. But what are some of the cons in starting a business? What things that we should really know today?
I think, if you're starting a business as a business from home, one of the things you have to do is you have to be self-motivated and disciplined. Because it's very easy to be comfortable in a comfortable environment. I've been doing this for over 8 years, and I even find myself challenged at times to create that space in order to do what I'm supposed to do to meet my goals for the day. And so it is about self-motivation. It's about why did you get into business? Why did you decide to be an entrepreneur? I think that's important, too, is you have to ask yourself why, because when it does get difficult, you're going to have to revert to why you've decided to do this. Entrepreneurship isn't easy, but it's very, very rewarding. You work harder for yourself than you did for anyone else, but that's the rewarding part, is that you're working towards that why, not someone else's why. You're working towards your why. And so you have to be prepared to be the last man standing, to be going to bed late, waking up early. It's a lot of sacrifice in the beginning, even financial sacrifice. Until you build business credit, or you get your business plan established and you get an injection of capital, there's going to be some lean days at some point, but that's just part of the process. And I think, unfortunately, we tend to think that the road to success is straight. Road to success is through failure. Like you're going to have to miss it in order to figure out what to do and what not to do. And I like to think that, when I come into a business owner's life, that I can help them avoid those pitfalls.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't have to just go out there blindly and figure out, like I had to do and a lot of other entrepreneurs had to do, what not to do.
Yeah,
you can have someone
exactly.
say, this is what you need to do. This is the next step in what you need to do. And so I think it's important to have someone that's going to support you in that process as well. Because,
absolutely.
A lot of people, there are people that have jobs and they're comfortable with that. But when you step out and say, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to start my own business. You need to surround yourself with people who will encourage you along the way.
Yes, absolutely. I love it. Well said, Keisha Supel. Well said, ladies and gentlemen. She did an awesome job there, because that's what we wanted to really hear from her tonight, how she can help you in that area, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Keisha Supel, ladies and gentlemen, entrepreneur, business solution provider, bridge builder, connector, and small business specialist. I love it. Because one thing that we want people to know, Keisha, tonight, those who want to start their own business, is that you got to have a plan, right? You got to really plan out. Just don't start one because it feels great, and we don't want to diminish any of your excitement for your business, but we want you to plan it out. We want you also to talk and call Keisha Supel and ask her about how to get started properly. And we don't know the future. Nobody knows the future, of course, but we want to make sure we give you some of the potential pitfalls that we had gone through, because I've been in business for over 30 years and we got a few things we can share with people, Keisha. So, and I'm sure you got, obviously you have that and you have your background as well. So we know we can help them out a little bit. So the goal, ladies and gentlemen, is to get in touch with Keisha Supel, ladies and gentlemen, find out what it takes today legally, what it takes to, we got to talk about your CPA and your taxes and all that kind of stuff as well. Keisha, as a matter of fact, let's talk about that a little bit, because one thing you got to do, you got to know about your taxes. You know, you got to know about that. And do people need a CPA today or a tax person as part of their building, if you will, of their business as well? And then talking about, just money. How do they manage their money and things like that? But do we need a CPA today or something in today's world, you think?
I think if you're not one, then you need one.
Everyone
needs
exactly.
a CPA.
Yeah.
You know, it's important. We, as business owners and individuals,
yeah.
you know, in addition to having a plan, you need to know whether you're moving in the direction of that plan or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be accountable to yourself. But you also
yeah.
need to be accountable to the IRS.
That
is part of being a business owner. That is a responsibility
mm-hmm.
of a business owner. And so while
Absolutely.
you're working on your ideas, or you're working on growing your business, or even starting your business, you need an accountant in place that's going to help you manage your assets as you're growing them, or help you manage
absolutely.
Those assets along the way. So absolutely.
Yes, yeah, because you don't want, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want any surprises, really. You can't say you didn't know, especially when you can Google it or even call Keisha, of course, and find out before you get involved with the situation or whatever. So it's so important to contact Keisha Supel, ladies and gentlemen, entrepreneur, business solution provider, bridge builder and connector, small business specialist, and she can direct you properly, save you a lot of time. Save you a lot of money as well. So, Keisha, if you would, for those listening around the globe there, specifically in the United States, if you would, could you give everybody how to get in touch with you? Because I know somebody's going to want to hear from you about how to get started. How do they get in touch with you, ma'am?
Absolutely. You can call me directly. My telephone number is 252-717-9133. And if I miss your call, I will definitely give you a call back. But I'd be happy to speak to you and find out where you are in your entrepreneurial journey and help you in any way that I can.
Fantastic. You know, also, too, Keisha, you know, we got to never want to leave out our young people, you know, and some of them are 18 and older, and some are maybe like 16, maybe 17, that area with their mom and dad. So can you talk a little bit about the young people that may want to start a business? Is there any tips there for them tonight that may have an idea that they want to work with their parents on at the houses? What do you say to young people today that want to start a small business?
I say definitely go for it. It's interesting that you asked me that because, you know, part of what I want to do is to
yeah.
help people tap into their creativity. And there's a lot of people out there, young people that
Absolutely.
Have some fantastic ideas
oh, yeah.
and fantastic
Absolutely.
Energy and momentum. And so
yeah.
I would say, you know, write that down, you know,
yeah.
explore those thoughts that you're having about creating something new or becoming an entrepreneur. We need your ideas. We need your products and we need your services. I think what's important for young people is to get a business coach. Get someone that's going to help you navigate the ups and downs, the emotional, financial, situational ups and downs of being a business owner. It's great to have a creative idea and to have that manifest, but we have to deal with customers and
mm-hmm,
we have to deal
mm-hmm.
with people. And that takes some interpersonal skills that you're going to have to develop. And you either learn that as you grow, and if you're younger, you learn that when someone teaches you that and when you're teachable. And so I think that's important, too. It's important to
yeah,
put good
yeah.
products and services out there, but it's also
Absolutely.
To be it's also important to be a good person as you're putting
yeah.
these products and services out there. And so I think that's across the board, but certainly
mm-hmm.
when you're younger, I think
mm-hmm.
it's important to know that it's more than just about the product or service that you're creating. It's
yeah.
about the person you're becoming in the process.
Absolutely. That's well said, ladies and gentlemen. The voice of Keisha Supel, ladies and gentlemen, entrepreneur, business solutions provider, bridge builder and connector, and small business specialist, talking about our young people getting started in business. I love it. Because young people, we want you to be successful. We want you to make thousands and millions. And then some of y'all will make billions, you know, as well, because of the advice that Keisha will give you as well. So we want you to get in touch with her as soon as possible and get some great consulting information and then connect with her through her network as well. Keisha, if you would, give that number out again, because somebody out there says, I got an awesome son or daughter that has an idea, but I just need a little help. How would they get in touch with you, Ms. Supel? I love it.
They can contact me at 252-717-9133.
And everybody, ladies and gentlemen, also too on LinkedIn, for those who the adults out there on LinkedIn there,
mm-hmm.
you want to give her a shout out through her LinkedIn account, ladies and gentlemen, and that's Her first name is K-E-I-S-H-A, and Supel is S-U-P-E-L. That's on LinkedIn, okay? That's K-E-I-S-A, Supel, S-U-P-E-L, okay, on LinkedIn for those who are already out there listening as well. But get that advice. Also, too, I was going to ask you, Keisha, do you do speaking engagements as well and do things like that coming out to events?
I do, actually. I have an event that is scheduled here in North Carolina, collaborative event that I was able to connect with as I was making connections.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
And so we're excited about that.
Yes, ma'am.
That's coming up October 14th.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that's wonderful. So those who are in that area out there can come to that as well. That's powerful. So can you tell us a little bit more about that event there, the October event, for those who may be interested?
Yeah, the October event is called Wealth, Wills, and Wine Tasting.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a collaborative event. I'm working with a gentleman, Mr. David Neely. He's a financial advisor and fantastic financial advisor. And he talks about estate planning. Talks about financial planning throughout your life, and you leave with a financial plan. We do it, but it's a fun environment. No one really wants to talk about wills, which is part of a service that I offer as a Legal Shield associate. And so, but it's important. Estate planning is important. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to create an environment where you would be comfortable. It's social. You learn something and you'd have fun and it'd be fruitful at the same time. And so we decided to do it, talk about wealth, talk about wills, and have a little bit of wine tasting at the same time. And again, that's October 14th in Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll be doing a Total Wine and More in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we're super excited about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's going to be an awesome event, and that is so important to have those legal parts of your business as well and family as well. That's powerful. That's great. So, Keisha, if you would, let's talk about that a little bit, because Legal Shield has some awesome products. If you would mention a few products, if you don't mind, on what people need to be calling you about as well. How does the Legal Shield work?
Legal Shield is an amazing company. They've been in business for over 45 years, and they've grown exponentially. A lot of people have known them previously as Prepaid Legal, but they are under new management and fusion of, you know, millions of dollars, and have rebranded themselves and really become on the cutting edge of providing legal services, affordable legal services, and identity theft protection for individuals. And so it is all app-based, you know, in line with the way that we communicate and receive information. There's a Legal Shield app and there's an ID Shield app. So, and it's subscription-based. It's a membership-based program. And as a member of Legal Shield, you have access to an attorney, a provider law firm to be able to get advice and counseling on how to navigate this complex life that we live, this complex society that we live. You know, it really is. I always say, I don't want to be the smartest person in the room.
No.
I want to be able to contact someone can guide me in the way that I need to go, so that I know whether what I'm making, the decisions that I'm making, whether they're in my best interest or not. And Legal Shield gives us that opportunity to do that for individuals. It's available for individuals.
Yeah.
It's available for small business owners to help them navigate their business, to help with debt collection, to help with writing letters and making phone calls, contract and document review. There's a lot of services that are available for business owners. There's also services available for commercial drivers. If you're a commercial driver, there's legal protection plans for commercial drivers. If you're a gun owner, there's legal protection plan for gun owners. And then the one thing that's really important I want to address quickly that Legal Shield offers is a solution is identity theft protection.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I tell people all the time, you know, people do not have to break into your homes or your cars to steal from you anymore.
Right.
They can just get your personal information and they can get anything that they want. And so it's important for us in 2018 to protect the information that belongs to us. And so if you don't have any type of identity theft protection, it is so important that you you really consider getting that for you and your family. It's a whole new ball game we're dealing with than compared to, you know, 10 years ago. And so we have to be
smarter,
and we have to protect ourselves. So those are the services that Legal Shield offers,
fantastic.
I'm proud to be a part of it. I help a lot of people.
Yes, ma'am. That's great. You know, Keisha, also, too, it's so important what you said. Everything is important, especially that will. We got to get that done. I'll just talk about that today with my family as well. So, yeah, we got to get that one done. And mainly for the guys, not leaving the women out, But guys, if you're the head of your household, get that done. Get those wills in place for you, your wife, your family, and everything. So you got to do that. That should be on the list for this year. Keisha Supel, let's Jim about that, details of that through her wonderful services that she has as well. Well, Keisha, I love it, man. This is great. Great information there for the network. Thank you so much for being with us today. I love it.
Thank you.
Well, Keisha, let's go ahead and tell everybody how to get in touch with you one more time for those who be listening now live around the world and, of course, those who be listening on the rebroadcast as well. How to get in touch with you, ma'am?
You can contact me at 252-717-9133. And as Kevin mentioned earlier, you can also contact me on LinkedIn and look for me, Keisha Supel, K-E-I-S-H-A, Supel, S-U-P-E-L.
All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to one of the most powerful women on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Keisha Supel with us today with her awesome family. We thank you, Keisha, for letting your family, thank you for letting us borrow you for a little while on the network. But Keisha is an entrepreneur, business solution provider, bridge builder, and connector, small business specialist, ladies and gentlemen. And if for some reason, if you have trouble getting in touch with her, you just text me at 404-401-0233, and we will connect you with Keisha Supel, ladies and gentlemen, who's entrepreneur, business solution provider, bridge builder, connector, and small business specialist. You need to contact her and find out what she knows, and also bring her out to your events as well, ladies and gentlemen. This is for men and women, churches, organizations, associations. I'm sure she'll be glad to get booked by you. But you'll need to coordinate that with her, of course. But go ahead and coordinate that booking so you can get that information out. It's all about knowledge today, and not just knowledge, is it? It's about applying that knowledge now. It's been always, you know, got to apply the knowledge. Well, great. Well, Keisha, any final words to the network? Anything you'd like to leave us with today? Some takeaways or anything you want us to do?
Just, I mean, be the best you, and tap into your creativity. If you are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, then I encourage you to move forward and do that. Do it in faith.
There you go. That's it right there. I love you. You heard it, ladies and gentlemen, from the expert, Keisha Supel. Ladies and gentlemen, do it in faith, ladies and gentlemen. But also do it. Just get it done. As you know, Keisha, and most people know that Nike makes a lot of money off of just do it. A lot of money.
That's right.
Just do it. What's that, two words? Yeah, that's amazing. That is amazing. So get to it, ladies and gentlemen. And we love that. Help you in any way we can. Well, Keisha, thank you so much for joining us today on Power Connections. You are a power talker, power speaker today as well on the network. I hope you had a good time with us today. And we're excited, ladies and gentlemen, what you're doing out there as well. Again, remember, the small business owner rocks the world at a 28 million. We got 22 million small businesses in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, which are individually operated. And there's probably another million being created as we speak. Probably another 20,000 for sure happened while we were talking, probably, Keisha, you know? I love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that wonderful? That's great. Well, good. Hey, guys, we're getting ready to get out of here. We got to go get to work, Keisha. We got to do some things with our family, get ready for tomorrow, and keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to always keep it moving. Hey, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's leave you with this. Always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. We'll see you next time on Power Connections. Keisha Supel, thank you so much for your time. And we'll see you next time on Power Connections. Remember, this is your network, too. So we'd love to have you back sometime in the future for some updates and information. But we'll connect in the future and keep it moving. All right. Thank you so much for your time. All right.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Yeah, you too now. Take care. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Keisha Supel, ladies and gentlemen, one of our Power Connection guests today. She's an entrepreneur, business solution provider, bridge builder, connector, small business specialist. She can be reached, ladies and gentlemen, on LinkedIn. You can go to LinkedIn, type in her name, Keisha Supel. That's K-E-I-S-H-A-S-U-P-E-L. Once again, K-E-I-S-H-A Supel, S-U-P-E-L. And now you can connect with her on the network as well. And of course, you can call her on her business line, 252-717-9133. That's 252-717-9133. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. And this has been your host, Kevin Vaughn, with the awesome Mrs. Keisha Supel visiting us today on the network. Hey, guys, take care. We'll see you next time. Have a great rest of the evening. and also to have a great weekend. Okay, we'll see you next time. This is Power Connection. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another Power Connections production with your host, Kevin Vaughn. We'll see you next time, guys, on the network. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for the support. Take care now. God bless you. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Bye-bye.